want you to safely and correctly handle clippers, trimmers, and guards.
Please note that this video is just for reinforcement and does not replace your teacher's instruction. You can also review the manual that comes with your classroom tools.
If you have not been shown how to correctly handle electric clippers, trimmers, and attached guards, stop the video here and go see your instructor.
You need to always inspect electrical cords for fraying or damage. Never unplug electric tools by pulling on the cord. Remove from outlets at the plug. Make sure your work area is clear of tripping hazards and you are aware of the path of your power cord. It's easy to focus on your client and then trip on your own cord or items on the floor. Also, think of ergonomics for your working position. Wear safe, comfortable shoes. Inspect the clippers for any missing or broken teeth. This video demonstrates handling these tools in your right hand. If you are left-handed, you will handle them the same way, but in your left hand. See your instructor for further assistance.
The correct way to hold clippers and trimmers is in the palm of your dominant hand. Only switch the power to on when you have the clipper or trimmer securely in hand. You may be surprised by the vibration. Don't worry, this is normal and you'll get used to it. But listen to your tool. If you notice it's sounding differently, it may need more extensive cleaning, lubrication, or there may be an electrical problem. Show it to your teacher. Don't switch it on and off too quickly, or it may shorten the life of the tool. You should leave about 2 seconds in between.
There's a client service aspect to safety too. Make sure you are not starting it too close to your client's ears, so they are not startled and move suddenly, causing a nick. It's good to be verbal to let them know you are starting the tool. Make sure you are not starting it in an environment where there are moisture hazards that can put you at risk for electric shock. Also, be sure that you've confirmed the existing length of hair you are planning to trim is appropriate for the tool to handle. It is better to do pre-trimming to correct hair cutting shears to ensure it is not going to cause painful pulls or unintentional cuts or nicks for your client. Using this tool with the right length will support your level of control for safety when you are working.
To attach guards to your clipper, select the guard you wish to use. Secure the guard under the clipper blades first. Then, secure the bottom of the guard against the bottom of the clipper until you hear it snap in place. To remove the guard, pull up on the tab at the back.
Cleanup and disinfection is the critical next step. You must clean and disinfect clippers, trimmers, and the guards after each use. Review and follow the disinfection procedures provided by your teacher.
In the event that you nick or cut someone accidentally with a clipper or trimmer, thinking about safety, turn off the tool. Acknowledge it with your client. Inform the teacher immediately and follow the procedure for an accidental cut. Ensure the tool is turned off and unplugged for cleaning procedures. There is a special disinfection routine, especially when bodily fluids are involved.
So that's our introduction on how to safely handle clippers, trimmers, and guards. Just to review, evaluate any hazards in your workspace. Plan how you will be moving around. Think about ergonomics. Check electrical cable safety. Unplug properly. Inspect the working condition of your tool. Listen for its normal operation sound.
Don't risk catching hair that's too long. Check for safe length. Be focused and aware of your tool action. Know emergency and accidental cut procedures. Put away tool parts and clean your workspace.